Listening, Unit 11, page 76, B.
You will hear a radio presenter interviewing someone about a well-known person. For questions 1 to 6, choose the best answer, A, B, or C.
Hello, listeners, and today we're talking to Maggie Halls, a journalist from Bristol, about one of Bristol's most famous sons, well-known to art critics and the public alike, the graffiti artist known as Banksy. Hi, Maggie. You haven't met the artist himself, have you?
Hello. No, I haven't. Very few people from the press have met him. His identity is a mystery. Of course, this makes sense for street artists, who could be arrested if caught. Graffiti is illegal, don't forget.
But Banksy is a household name, and he's famous, or infamous, if you like.
Yes, but the police, of course, and many people on town councils disapprove of his activities. They're against vandalism of any kind, and certainly wish his creations weren't so popular with young people. People should remember that when one person starts doing graffiti, it encourages a whole lot more. And that's why Bristol was one of the biggest graffiti capitals of Europe for some time. Many residents think that having to spend public money on removing or painting over graffiti is a waste.
Well, maybe they shouldn't waste public money that way. Not all councils have his graffiti removed, right?
Well, it would be difficult to do so because there's so much of it. Not only is Banksy's graffiti found in the UK, but it's also in cities in the United States.
So, how can you tell which graffiti has been done by Banksy?
Although he started with just a spray can, he soon developed a very characteristic style using stencils. These are shapes cut out of cardboard. The stencil is held against a wall and paint is sprayed over it. When the stencil is removed, the design remains on the wall. Using this technique, he can create quite complex designs with great speed. That's really important for someone who doesn't want to get arrested. Often his stencils are in black and white, many featuring rats or people who appear to be creating or even examining the graffiti. They can often make passers-by smile.
Yes, isn't he famous for his sense of humour?
Yes, it's one reason for the popularity of his work, although he is supposed to have said that he'd rather see his work at a bus stop than in a museum, he is becoming more mainstream. In the summer of 2009, he staged a hugely successful exhibition in the Bristol City Museum and Art Gallery. Not only was it kept secret until it was opened to the public, but the town council was not even told. Never before had public money been used to hang up Banksy's works rather than painting over it.
So, were tickets expensive?
No, it was free, and there were no postcards or T-shirts for sale. But a funny thing happened before the exhibition opened. A shop opposite the museum, which sells things for charity, had been given a lot of Banksy souvenir stickers from a secret donor. These were very popular with exhibition visitors, and they made a huge difference to the shop's sales. Also, of course, the exhibition boosted the city's tourist industry, filling the hotels and restaurants. Banksy art on the streets is still illegal and annoying to many residents, but at least the boost to tourism from this exhibition made the council happy.
Perhaps he'll decide it's better to exhibit his work legally in future. Who knows? Thanks, Maggie.